today we came down with about, I would say, about 10 FFA members, and we volunteered our time to work at the House of Moo, which is just kind of like an exhibit here at the State Fair to teach people about what the dairy life really is about. They get to meet a calf and get to milk a fake cow and see actual real cows for the first time, because some people have never seen a cow before. And we just kind of want to bring agriculture to those kids that never get to see it.
And you're helping them put a milking unit on a cow. I mean, these kids have never touched this thing before.
Oh, it's adorable. Some kids, I feel sorry for the real cows in real life because they just kind of plunge it up there. But no, it's so cute to see the sparkle in their eyes when all of a sudden they're like, oh, I milked a cow. And then when you tell them that ice cream comes from the cow, it just gets even better.
If the cow is cold, right?
Yeah. Right. Oh, yeah. If the cow is brown, it's even better, because then that's where the chocolate ones come from.
Now, how did you guys get involved with this?
We probably do this. This is our second year, I believe, anyway. But Ken Natsky has volunteered here for several years now, and he brought it to our FFA, and then we kind of took it up, and we're like, okay, this is something that we definitely want to do, because as an agriculture advocating group, this is kind of right up our alley. So we decided to come down here with him, and we got in touch with the head honcho here. I think her name's Nicole, and things just kind of blew up from there. And Mr. Natsky is really the, you know, force behind everything, but we're really glad to take it on.
How many members do you have down here?
About 10 or 15 or so. So we had about two vans full. So, yeah.
Kind of a nice outing for the day, though.
Oh, yeah. We got perfect. I think this is just perfect weather. Everyone's just so happy and ready to be here.
So did you work it last year, too?
I was not here last year. I was actually gone, but several of the members are returning. So obviously they had fun the first time. So second time just makes it even better.
So tell us about the Bondwell FFA. How many in the chapter?
There's around 70 to 80 in our Bondwell FFA chapter. I think we're closer to 90, though, this year. So typically it's around 70 or 80, but we have more this year just because FFA's really grown at our school. So
it is.
Yeah.
And your goal as chapter president?
Our goal as chapter president this year is really to just make it known that FFA isn't just about farms and cows. It's fun, too. There's so much diversity in agriculture that people don't even understand. I mean, I don't come from a farm, but agriculture is still a part of my life, bigger than what I, you know, thought before when I first joined as a seventh grader. And we just really want to make it so that members have fun when they come out and be an FFA member, but at the same time, they're learning that agriculture impacts every single part of our lives and everybody can be a part of FFA.
So do you have a junior high program then, too?
We do. We have a middle school program. You can start in seventh grade, and it goes from seventh to eighth grade, obviously. And then once you go into high school, you have a high school program. Our middle schoolers aren't really allowed to do as much at the middle school level just because there isn't a lot of competitions for them. But there are several conferences and also competitions that they can compete in. And it just kind of hooks them even younger, because when you get them younger, they have more of an act to do things, or they want to do things. And if you can get them hooked younger, then they'll stay with it in high school.